That's Sarah Shook and the Disarmers with the title track to their debut record. Sidelong tells the story of someone who wants to be left alone but can't quite resist the glance of a stranger that might or might not prove to be a bad move. Broken relationships and broken bottles inspire many of the songs in this collection. Sarah Shook joins me now to talk about a few of them. Good morning.
Good morning.
So Sidelong has the line, "I'd rather die all alone than settle for a liar," which kind of like gives listeners a rough idea that there's some sass behind these songs.
Right.
Was your life pretty tough? Where'd that all come from?
It's kind of a message to say that people put up with a lot of things that that they shouldn't. And the need to belong to someone or be in a relationship is prioritized over, you know, sticking up for yourself.
Sure.
Basically.
And behave. You know, you're supposed to behave a certain way.
Right.
Yeah, in society, which is not always fun.
No, not always possible.
No, it's not. Sometimes things get you riled up a little.
That's right.
Bad luck is also a common thread on this album, but you're still resilient.
Absolutely. I'm a weirdo. I gave up on the idea of fitting in society a long time ago, and frankly, like, the idea of that never really appealed to me. So this record was, I think it was timed really well. It was kind of the amalgamation of all of those feelings. I had a 5-year corporate job that I quit, bartending a couple nights a week. So it was a big middle finger to, like, expectations placed on me.
Is it easier to find happiness when you let that stuff go?
Absolutely. Some people operate in that world really well, you know, and thrive in it, and it brings them happiness, you know, more power to them, but that's just not going to be me. It's the world ain't been kind to me, and no matter how I try, I can't seem to change my stars. And though it's time right, they only bring me misery.
You've said you're very proud of the people you were able to pull together to make this record. Your guitarist, Eric Peterson, has worked with you for a while, but how did you happen upon Mr. John Howie Jr. and convince him to go back to the drums when, you know, he's got his own band and he's writing songs and doing solo records, and he's a busy man?
He is a busy man, and to be perfectly honest, he actually persuaded me to give him a shot. I had not seen him play drums before,
right.
and did not know that, you know, his career musically started out with him touring Europe with punk bands. But yeah, he said that he wanted to give it a shot, and Peterson was up for it. I put a lot of stock in his opinion and his feelings. So we had him to a practice, and it was just a totally done deal after that first practice. It's perfect.
You've called one of the songs on the record Dwight Yoakam, which sounds like a classic country weeper that he or George Jones, I'm sure, would be privileged to record. What made you decide to call it that?
That song is very unique in that it's the only song I've ever written that I cried the entire time I was writing it. Usually, songwriting is a very cut and dry process. I sit down, my subconscious just throws everything, melody, lyrics, on a page, and it's done in 15 minutes.
Wow.
And that song, for some reason, was just really emotional for me. And it's kind of the insult, you know, this person's talking about his love of his life leaving him. And the irony is that it's not even for a famous person. It's for somebody that sings like a famous person. You know what I mean? It's just cruel. It's so cruel. She said,
can you talk a little bit about the homewrecker and the nail?
The homewrecker is the relationship itself. It's not any outside influence. It's the destructive nature that a relationship can devolve into. It just gets to this point where the outcome is certain. You're never, ever home, and when you are.
I think There's one more plea for relief from heartbreak on the record, and it's called Heal Me. Does time really heal, or do some people just stay broken?
I am very optimistic as far as the power of people to change. My mom had a really abusive childhood and grew up literally and figuratively, raised three girls, homeschooled all of us all the way through. You know, she changed her life in a very powerful and palpable way. I feel like Heal Me is more personal and not really directed outward. It's a double-edged sword, you know, admitting that you're a weirdo and you're not going to fit in can be very empowering, but it can also be something that causes you to feel like, well, then, like, what am I doing here?
Sure, because you then remain outside by choice.
Exactly.
But still.
Exactly.
Outside.
Yep.
Sarah Shook and the Disarmers debut recording is called Sidelong. It's out now. Sarah, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. There's a
surely the whiskey will. And if I keep on drinking till daybreak finds my windowsill, surely